What?
Yeah.
Davening.
The shul is not having an early minyan. Can you get me a tanya, please? I don't know. Even though I have my sheets with all my notes, which I can't find.
Rob wants to tanya.
Any tanya. No, let's get going. Any tanya.
There's a seam after every minyan, right?
Yeah.
Parshas
Sav. This is in parentheses. Parshas Sav. Nets would be in parentheses. There is a seam. Beer chametz. No early yontem in Yandamini, no early. We'll start after.
It was wrong?
I think so. Double check. And Sphere Salome is a question mark. Whatever you decide. And here you didn't put the nights.
Right.
Please. Thank you. Is this going now?
No.
Is this on?
No. Okay. Is it? Yeah, it was.
Perek Yud explains two concepts. Explain Tzadik Gomer and Tzadik Sheino Gomer. And there were really two phrases for Tzadik Gomer and Tzadik Sheino Gomer, which was this Hasidic or Kabbalistic interpretation of Tzadik Viralo and Tzadik Vitovlo, right? And there was really Makbil. So again, let's go over Perek Yud. V'nei, Kshodam Magbir Nafsho Ho'elo Kis. But is it the Beinu? In the Tanya's world, the Beinoni does nothing wrong. He just has taivas for l'mazeh. That's, you know, Rabba said, I'm a Beinoni. You know, he didn't do anything wrong. Someone who does something wrong and doesn't do tshuva, etc., is a Rasha. The Beinoni already does nothing wrong, but he has taivas. The tzaddik has no taivas, b'libo for l'mazeh. The tzaddik, Einu Gomor, doesn't feel taivas for l'mazeh, but is not mahapech the koach ha-mis'aveh to be mis'aveh v'akadosh baruch hu. There's no transformation of the nefesh ha-bahami to avodas Hashem. He has been mevatel the nefesh ha-bahami so that he doesn't even feel a taiva folam hazeh, but he has not transformed it, and the tzaddik gomor has transformed the koach ha-mis'aveh, because really the taiva folam hazeh of the nefesh abahami is what we learned in previous prokim, is just called a lavush, but the etzem nub of the nefesh abahami is the koach hamisaveh. So you can transform that koach taiva to what we called, he talked about ahava bata'anugim, he talked about ava rabba, he talked about ava, which comes from the Yisod Hamayim, as opposed to Rishbe Eish. Talked about these things in previous Prokim. And now he's going to bring it all together and explain the Tzaddik Gomor is the Tzaddik who transforms the Nefesh HaBahami for Avodas Hashem. And the Tzaddik Vitovlo means there is no vestige or residue of Ra. While the Tzaddik She'eno Gomor is called Tzaddik Viralo, this Ra there. That's how he learns. He learns that the reason that Tzaddik who now the Beinoni, okay, the Tzaddik already doesn't feel any taiva for Olam Hazeh, but it's there, it's latent. It's just he has overpowered it with his taiva, so to speak, to do good, with his Avas Hashem. He has overpowered it, but it's latent and it still remains possible. Like that's his picture of the Tzaddik Sheino Gomor. Like the Koach is there. The potential for Ra is there. While the Tzaddik Gomor, Tzaddik Vitovlo, is completely transformed his Kochos, so there's nothing there. So no,
Vinei. Based on Rav's statement that he was a baby.
Is it based on that?
Based on that one statement. That's how we got to figure Beinis. Then once we know Beinis, then we know.
It's based on that he held that this is true.
Is it possible Rabba was, you know, was not true his
name? So you want to argue with the whole Tanya and say that the whole foundation of the Tanya is based on a false premise? I doubt it. I doubt he's saying these things only because of Rabba's statement. Everything fits. He brings Zohars, he brings Gemaras, he brings, these things are true. He develops it, but often that. But I highly doubt that the whole Tanya is standing on Rabba's statement. V'nei she'odom magber nafshu elokis v'nilcham al kol kach im ha'behemis ad she'megaresh v'mavar hara shebo. So he's talking already about the tzaddik, not the Beinoni. The Beinoni has titles filem hazeh. Holy, when she goes to v'yad ha'romi kirbecha, which is a very cute interpretation of v'yad ha'romi kirbecha, v'ein ora nepach letov, but there's no transformation, mamish. Nik v'tzaddik she'enu gomer v'tzaddik v'ralo. So what does it mean v'ralo? Tzaddik she'enu gomer, we understand. V'ralo is the ha'inu she'yez bo adayin mat mizera b'chalal ha'smoli. That's what he's saying. It's an interesting chiddush in his world. He's saying that Lu Yitzuyer, Hitaka succeeded in banishing the Koach Hara, then there would be this transformative, then the transformation would occur. And the reason, what's stopping the transformation, in other words, because a person wants to be Oved Hashem, his Nefesh Elokis is there. So I think the pshat in the Tanya is that he's saying the only thing that would stop the transformation from occurring is, why isn't the tzaddik sheino gomer becoming a tzaddik gomer? What's stopping it? It must be that, this is how I understand what the Tanya is saying, it must be that there's ra there. So that's stopping it from being completely transformed. Ela shekofu v'boto l'to machmos miyuto v'lechei nidnelo, he doesn't feel it. We're talking Madregas. But he's going to say later, though, I mean, everything. Here he's talking again, like laboratory conditions. But everything has its counterpart, in people's everyday lives. Or else there would be no point in learning this. In other words, people have, in some way, shape, or form, these experiences. Where they want to do ra, where they don't want to do ra, but it's there, but they're squashing it, and then they can transform the kochos they have into avodas Hashem. L'chein nidma lo kiva gayer shei v'yalach l'chul l'gamri, avol bemes hilu cholof holach l'gamri, if it would have been holach l'gamri, kol ha'ra shebo, so again, why? I think because that koach is always there. There's always like a push to do. The nefesh Elokei is there. So if the ra would be abolished, it wouldn't stay neutral. It would be transformed. Ubira inyan kine atzad the gomur shenepach ha'ra shelo l'tov l'chein nikra tzadik v'tov lo. Who are today Hasoras Habagodim Hatsoim Lagamri Mehara? The affinity for Ra, the Shaykhus to Ra, he has completely removed. Now that happens when he limos ma'od the Tanuge Olam Azeh. In other words, if you're just not margish a taiva, this is what he says. This is like, if you're not margish a taiva. But you're not moes. This is the telltale sign. If you're not moes, it's not unthinkable. We said last week, you know, maybe it used to be unthinkable to murder someone, and now it's not unthinkable anymore. Maybe znus used to be unthinkable, and now it's not unthinkable anymore. You know, what's unthinkable now? Like cannibalism. You think a guy, you know, kills someone and eats them for supper. That's still unthinkable. There are things that on that madrega. So if he finds himself that he's not moes, he's not repelled by tanugei olam hazeh. We're not talking about dvorim asurim now. We're talking about what he talked about, that he's just not doing it l'shem shemayim. But he's not repelled by the thought of enjoying a gishmaka steak. He's not repelled by it. That means he has a connection to Taivas Olam Hazeh. So even if he doesn't feel it, but if he's not moes in it, then you know there's still something there, and he's a tzaddik she'eino gomer. Limos mod b'tanugi olam hazeh is anig bom b'tanugos b'nei odom l'malos taivas haguf b'levad v'lo l'avodas Hashem. He's not repelled by the idea. He sees people that are doing things for no other purpose than self-gratification, And he's okay with it. You know, he's not like, oh, I can't believe this. But, so why is there the Hayosim and Shachem and Ishbom are Klipa? Because that is Klipa, that is Sitra Achra, doing things for self-gratification. V'choma shu be Sitra Achra ha-tzadik gomor usono betachlis hasino. Machmas godel avosel Hashem. His avil Hashem is so overpowering that it's not just mavatel other things, but it, like, if you like this, then you have a deep-rooted sinner and a repellent and hatred for the Sitra Achra. Machmas Godel Avosel Hashem B'Kedushos U'Biyav Rabba B'Tanugim V'Chiba Yoseira N'Askeres Le'el K'Heim Ozel L'Uma Zeh K'Dechsev Tachla Sinner S'Neisim Lo'ivim Hoyu Li Chakreini V'Dal Avovi U'Kfi Erech Godel O'Avol Hashem Kach erech godel hasinol sitra achra, v'hamiyus bara, and ra meaning even tanugi olam azeh, betachlis ki hamiyus uhebecha ava mamish kemo hasinol. So again, you know, this is something that in what we call in Hasidus, what it's called ze'er anpin, on a smaller scale, we all have these experiences, even though we're not talking about anybody who's a tzaddik gomor. Tzaddik Sheino Gomer, these are things that, like, but in, on a mini scale of everyday life, you have nisyonos, and what you have a gishma, and the Tzaddik Gomer, meaning if you want to have that a taste of that, you would develop such a gishmak, let's say, in. Just a muscle, like if you develop such a gishmak at davening that you couldn't wait to daven, like you'd feel taka what the Brechlin says, halavai shiyaspalel adam kol hayom kulo, and you would start feeling like annoyed that davening is only three times a day, and you can't wait for the next davening, and then you come to shul and you see people just, you know, mouthing the words and talking in shul, and your mom is like, You develop a sinner, not a sinner to them, hopefully, but a sinner like, how can you do this? And it's, and you're moes in it. Not just, you know, oh, that's usher. How can you do that? Don't you feel you're talking to Hashem? So I'm saying in these ideas and these madregas, he will see, he'll say, but that's what Hasidut, you know, they apply. These. It's not just he's saying a piece of Torah, a wondus of different subtle madregas, but they apply to everyday life, and he wants you to know that these things are true. Yeah.
A person has a piece of chaser, pork in front.
I'm sorry,
of him.
What?
A person has a piece of pork, chaser in front of him. Should he feel it's disgusting, or should he feel like, oh, I would like to eat it, but I'm not allowed to?
Well, obviously, you're asking that question because you know the Chazal, as we all do. So the answer is that he should ultimately feel that inasmuch as it's the Ratzon Hashem that I might eat it, that's my disgust. My disgust is not coming from its essence. My disgust is coming from the fact that it represents a violation of Hashem's will to eat it. So I am repelled by someone who is disconnected from Hashem. I'm repelled by the thought of... But forget about Chazer, my good friend. According to the Tanya, a person on that Madrega would be repelled by the idea of eating Mahadrin and a Mahadrin chocolate cake for enjoyment.
Now that I
understand,
but I want to apply it to...
So Kosh Chazer. But what he's repelled from... Because he's repelled... You're wrong.
The
Chazal are not talking about that Madrega. You're supposed to be repelled by the thought of not listening to Hashem. That's what you're repelled by. You're not supposed to develop what's the noun for repelling?
Repulsion.
What?
Revulsion.
Revulsion?
Revulsion.
You're not supposed to develop a revulsion for Chazer as Chazer. You know, you're supposed to develop a revulsion for anything that's not the Ratzon Hashem. So Chazer would then, so what would be the litmus test? That Chazer would be the same as Chalev, or something that wasn't shechted properly, something that's not, you know, something that just became an availant shechita, you would feel the same revulsion. That would be the test case.
So a person is supposed to feel repulsed?
By the fact that it's not Rotzon Hashem. So you're supposed to feel revulsion. If you see people eating a ham sandwich on Yom Kippur, you will feel the same revulsion as if you see them talking Lashon Hara. Because the revulsion is coming, machmas, that your Avas Hashem, which is when it's on that madrega of Ava B'Tanugim, when it's Mayim, and it's so it's overpowering. So when you love something, you are moes in those that would negate it.
There's like two different senses at play. Like once you smell something, it automatically is supposed to trigger that revulsion.
He's talking about a very purely intellectual, intellectually based emotion. Because it's all based on the fact that it's Ratzon Hashem is not being fulfilled here. And therefore he wants you to be